heart and soul, an hour of music of the church throughout the ages.
Welcome today's word with Speaker David Evans. Thanks, David.
I'd ask you another question today. What do you do when God removes the mountains? All of us have some kind of mountain in our way that we struggle with day by day. We try to manage it in a variety of ways, like the man at the pool of Bethesda had. He had difficulties that were mountains, and years went by without the problem being resolved. The mountain for him was still there after 38 years. Maybe he put up with his disability for so long that he had learned to live with it. Jesus spoke to him and asked him, "Do you want to be well?" Well, what kind of question is that? One would think that everyone would say, "Of course I want to be well." But he answered in an evasive way. He said, "Every time I get ready to jump into the pool, someone gets in ahead of me," and he had no one to help him into the pool besides. That was his answer. "No one to help me, and someone gets ahead of me." Jesus did not comment on his explanation. Jesus said two things: get up, pick up your bed, and walk. It's hard to tell what the man was thinking when Jesus said that. He could have insisted that he sure couldn't do that. Couldn't for 38 years. He still came to the pool every day, but it was futile to think that he would be able to beat someone into the water. How many times are we just like that? We pray the same prayer over for years, and there's no change, because there's one reason or another why our mountain can't be removed. We say, "My mountain cannot be removed because," or "My mountain cannot be removed until." When Jesus dealt with this man's mountain, he said, "Get up and pick up your bed and walk." For once the man heard what Jesus said and stood to his feet and left his place of disability. He stood up and the mountain was gone in spite of trying to figure it out for years, and he didn't have to get into the pool and get wet, of course. What's causing your mountain to stay for years on end? Have you identified what your mountain really is? Or do you give an excuse for why it's still there? What do you do when God removes your mountain? When our prayer is answered? Sometimes we don't realize that the mountain is gone and pray the same old prayer over the next day and the next. Mark 11:22 says, "What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them." Actually, in the Greek it is, "Believe that you have received them, and you shall have them." At the time you pray, don't keep seeing the mountain looming before you. That's how we usually do that. We visualize the wrong things. We say, "I can't," instead of "I can." Do we expect our mountain to be removed? Another verse tells us to speak to the mountain. What do you want your mountain to do? "Say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea," and does not doubt in his heart. Jesus said to him, that man, "It shall be removed." Our number one problem is we pray, but we really don't believe it will happen. Before you change, do you really want to be changed, or is change too scary for you? The man at the pool didn't have to work. He was living off donations. What if he had to get a job now and change his lifestyle? What if when God removes the mountain, we would have to change in our ways? We just don't want to carry what we might have to carry. There are a lot of things to consider. He was just in a pattern of settling for years. The same old, same old. Do you ever settle? Just settle? Sometimes we can remember how long it has been since we had a mountain removed. How long has it been since we had a prayer answered? What would it look like when your mountain is gone? As long as you still see the mountain there, you have an excuse. Say unto the mountain, Jesus said, speak to the mountain? Yes, speak to the mountain. What do you say to the mountain? Be removed and cast into the sea, and shall no doubt it shall be done. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. So what are you going to do once God removes that mountain? How will you fill the empty space? Number three, third thing is to be ready to move on. Begin dreaming. If you could move, where would it be? What would you want to do? What are you excited about? Anything, something, or nothing? Do not cling to your mountain or the residual of the mountain once you have prayed. What do you do about the mountain when it is still there? People keep living as if the mountain is still here after it's gone. How do you know it's gone? You've spoken to it and told it to go? Scripture says it will go if you believe. Look at the mountain through the eye of faith. It's happening. The World English Bible says it's happening right now. It's gone in the spirit realm. He gives his healing power to drive out sickness and disease. I have spoken the word what I wanted the mountain to do. I said, go, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And I didn't doubt in my heart, but believe that those things shall happen and they shall be done. Shall means it's a sure thing. Believe that's not going to be forever. May it take a while, not always instantaneous. With health problems, sometimes you are told you just have to learn to live with it. If it hasn't happened by now, it never will. We can believe that or keep standing on the word of God. How do you fill in the empty space once the mountain is gone? You could take a baby step or a leap of faith. Speak out what you would like to do. Put your dreams and imagination into words. Say, I would like to, whatever your vision is. How to make the transition after a long time may take some doing. Start very slowly or very confidently. Experiment by doing something new and different. I would like to, and I think I will try it, you say. Believe that your mountain can be removed, even if it has been one of long standing. Don't get into the habit of settling like the man at the pool did for 38 years. Faith as small as a grain of mustard seed can make things happen. Nothing shall be impossible to you. Matthew 17:21 and Matthew 21:21. Mountain, go you throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatsoever you ask for in prayer, the word said. Here's Resource Christian Music with the theme, Mountain, You've Got to Move. And as you listen to it, let your mountain move today, right now. Don't hold on to it. Let it go and start dreaming about what it's going to be like when the mountain has gone out of your life and you are walking, as it were, in green pastures with God. May God help you to do that. May we hear some many testimonies of realizing how it's going to be like because your mountain is going to move. God bless you.
Mountain, you gotta move. Mountain, you gotta move. I speak.